the court. Crawley Magistrates Court in West Sussex yesterday. Katie Price told she was extremely lucky she would not be jailed after she drove her car while high on drink and drugs, and of course the car flipped and she was banned from driving. It was her BMX X5 on a country road after spending the night drinking and taking cocaine at her home. She got behind the wheel despite being banned from driving and therefore obviously having no insurance. Now, she's a mother of five. She's been banned from driving 5 times already. She admitted all charges the day after the crash and could have gone to jail for 6 months. District Judge Amanda Kelly reluctantly handed her a 16-week term, suspended for a year, and banned her from the roads for a further 2 years. She said, this is the judge, you deserve to spend Christmas behind bars. You could have killed or someone's partner, child, parent, or friend. You appear to think you're above the law. You have one of the worst driving records I've seen. If you put a foot wrong in the weeks and months ahead, you will certainly go to prison. Katie Price hung her head and looked tearful as she left the court. Now, clearly, this woman obviously needs some help. Okay, she's obviously got issues as regards drink and drugs. And we must afford sympathy there because she's clearly in a very dark place. But if you don't go to jail for that, the number of times she's been banned, the fact that she was driving while banned, which obviously meant she had no insurance, and she's high on drugs and drink, I find quite extraordinary. I don't wish anything against her personally, but as a result of the law, surely this woman, despite her problems, should have gone behind bars for a term, for a short term. Carol Whittingham is with the campaign against drink driving. What are you and your colleagues in the group saying to this sentencing? Good morning. Message is sent out. Carol.
It's sending out an appalling message whether it's okay to drink and drive multiple times, be banned from driving without insurance, and yet she still doesn't get a prison sentence. From my point of view, I lost my son to a drink driver. Stephen was less than 200 yards from his own front door when he was ploughed into by a drunk drug driver, who then, after killing my son, left the scene and ran away, basically. Next year, in January, which is only a month away now, it will be 30 years since my son was killed.
Right.
And I still live with that every single day. It does not go away. You don't get over it. We don't have closure. It just stays with you. And thank God she didn't kill somebody. But it could so easily have happened. She should have been sent to jail.
What happened in, Marcy, if you don't mind asking, what happened in your son's case with the person who was guilty?
The police actually knew who it was because he was an habitual offender, very much like Katie Price. They eventually caught him and they took him to the Crown Court. They gave him 3 years youth custody. He actually saved his third just 13 months. That's all my son's life was worth.
Carol Whittingham, thank you. I'm glad we've got you on the back on a proper phone line. You're with the campaign against drink driving. It's all legal matters, isn't it?